This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you are hearing the term and what's trending, Jew face. So Jew face. And the reason why Jews and their faces are being talked about is Sarah Silverman, who she's very, very bold, very gutsy. She has a podcast. And she had brought up, I think it was yesterday or the other day on her podcast, that Hollywood does Jew face, and that it's wrong, and that Hollywood will use non-Jews to portray Jews in their role. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Golda Meir, I can't think of all the, I don't really check a person's religion, I don't really know. In fact, most actors and actresses have some Jewish in them, so I've never realized that. But she brought it up, and it's an interesting topic. You know, and she said, you know, in a time right now when it's really front and center, the conversation of, do we have somebody non-Asian play Asian? You know, like Mickey Rooney did. Can't think of the name of the movie. Do we have somebody non-Muslim play Muslim? Do we have a female play a male? Do we have a Caucasian play an African American? And she said, in all this time we've been progressive with that, why are non-Jews playing Jews? Now, you know, if I was ever lucky enough, you know, to have a movie about me, a TV show about me, first they'd have to control, you know, the spit when we talk, and I don't know how they would do that. But I would like Lady Gaga to play me. I think, you know, she would be good, you know, and she sings as good as I do. Okay. I just think Lady Gaga would do a good me. I don't know who else would do a good me, but anybody who wants to play me, I don't care if you're my same religion or not, I would be honored. I'll take it. But what Sarah Silverman brings up, and which is an interesting point, is for somebody to play a Jew, they might be bringing up a lot of the stereotypes, whether it's the makeup and the facial features, whether it's, you know, some of the kind of the accent or some of the Yiddish. And so we're trying not to stereotype people. Now, you know, my Judaism, you know, there's when you're Jewish, it's a religion. And so I've never understood why people would, you know, use a New York accent per se, because like Joy Behar, I don't think she's Jewish. I think, and you know, she has the New York accent. People think she is because of the accent. And you're like, a New York accent is a New York accent. That has nothing to do with religion. You know, I'm half Israeli. And so my Judaism comes more, I'm an Israeli Cleveland Jew. So the accent's a little different. If I do have an accent, it's, you know, because what the hell are you thinking? Why you talk like this? It makes no sense. You just make no, you're completely stupid. I mean, if I have an accent, that's the accent. I don't have the forget about it, you know, or I can't even do a New York accent. So what Sarah says is, apparently in Hollywood, in order to portray a Jew, they have to perpetuate these stereotypes. And I'm kind of mixed, because if you are going to, let's say, be Joan Rivers, and I think this is where this might have come from, I think they're doing a Joan Rivers biopic, and Joan Rivers is going to be played by a Catholic, Catherine Hahn. I mean, if she could do the part, have at it. But I guess Felicity Jones played Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tracy Ullman played Betty Friedan. Margot Martindale played Bella Abzug. So, I get that you don't want to overplay and exaggerate stereotypes. So I agree with Sarah on that. On the flip side, though, you know, if whoever wants to, if Halle Berry wants to play me in a biopic, let her. I would be honored as heck, you know, than trying to find somebody who also, you know, celebrates the high holy days and eats matzo ball soup. I don't necessarily need somebody of the same religion per se. But like I said, Sarah brings up a point because it's not about religion. Nobody knows what your religion is. Marilyn Monroe converted to Judaism. Sammy Davis Jr. converted to Judaism. You know, you don't have to have somebody who converted and who prays the way you do to portray you. But if they're going to do the why you do the why, you know, I don't know what the stereotypes are. I can't, because we didn't grow up with that. But if there are those stereotypes, then it really kind of diminishes the person. Now, Joan Rivers has her, you know, if somebody is imitating Joan Rivers, and many comedians have, you know, and many, you know, drag shows, and all, I mean, they do an amazing job. And I don't look, being a Jew, I'm not insulted by that. Somebody portraying Joan Rivers, I even forgot that she was Jewish. I just don't think about people's religions because I think it's only personal, whatever your religion is. You know, but if she's a New York comedian, she's going to have an accent. Somebody's going to portray Joy Behar. Somebody is going to portray Eddie Murphy. And they might, you know, use a dialect. So, you know, we all have Antonio Banderas. I mean, you know, if somebody has an accent, they're going to use that accent. But I get how they don't want somebody, if in Hollywood, if they don't want somebody that's not Latino to try to pretend to be Latino, and we're working on that, shouldn't we also extend that same courtesy to people portraying Jews? I just don't know if there's enough Jewish actors. Now, I hear Daniel Radcliffe, who did Harry Potter, I think he might be Jewish, all right? He's Jewish. Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, is half Jewish. She comes from a Jewish father. So I guess, you know, you could just keep hiring Gwyneth Paltrow. If she isn't, you know, Paula Abdul, Michael Douglas, we knew about that. So, yeah, just, but like I said, as far as I'm concerned, whoever wants to play me in the biopic, I'll take it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks, Jason, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't know if any of you have ever come into a public restroom with me. I don't like to bring anybody with me to a public restroom because if I have to use the bathroom, I really want some privacy. I usually only pee because I kind of have trouble going number two in public. But if I think I have the bathroom all to myself, I might. I don't know. I'm not very good with going to the bathroom in public, but I could probably pee. Yeah, I could definitely pee. And yeah, I could pee in a shower, but I've never showered with people, you know, like in a gym. So I can't tell you if I've ever publicly peed. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know, we'll hash that out. But the discussion of being harassed in bathrooms obviously came to a head when Kristen Sinema, who's a Democratic senator in Arizona, was trying to go to the bathroom, and there were protesters that went into the bathroom, followed her into the bathroom, and then was filming her stall. Now, fortunately, they didn't put the camera under the stall. I mean, you're kind of in a vulnerable position when you're sitting on the toilet. See, men, I'm so jealous of men. They could just stand and pee, and they could stay dressed. So if somebody decided to put a camera under the stall, you can stand there, and you know, all you see are your jeans. But a woman, you know, they're facing the door, and I'm not saying that happened, but it could have. That's what I was worried that some of the protesters were going to do, where she went into the stall, and then they could sit there and put the camera underneath, you know, which is why maybe wear a skirt, because at least the skirt could cover you. That's, I don't know, that's it's kind of horrifying to me, just because now people will take pictures of you and put them all over. Now, that's illegal. I mean, it is illegal to take a picture of somebody who's trying to go to the bathroom. And even though a cinema was in a stall, I just was wondering, I mean, is that the next move they're going to do? Where you have no privacy, you have to pee, and somebody's going to try to catch you on the toilet. I don't know. But just filming somebody without their consent in a bathroom is illegal in Arizona. I don't know if it's illegal across the United States, but that's illegal. But what is very interesting, by the way, she was in a classroom at ASU, and so this happened on ASU property, and I believe ASU made a statement. I know President Biden said the actions were inappropriate. He said, I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. The only people it doesn't happen to are the people who have Secret Service standing around them. But what's interesting is how many, I guess, liberal journalists out there are applauding those moves, saying, look, the only way you're reaching out to them, because they won't see you in their office, is when you catch them on the side. I mean, we have, the problem we have here is, one is, we have people okaying illegal activity and being aggressive and harassment. Number two, we have the problem where people don't feel like they're getting heard. Constituents of hers are upset, and they want her to know that they want her to vote for this bill. Some of us might think, you know, it's a bold move. Some of us might think that, you know, she's turning her back on her constituents. But the problem we have, which is what we had with the Capitol riots, which is what we had with the July riots, the BLM protests that turned riots, what we are having here is people elect these officials, and then they feel like they're not represented, and they get mad, and they feel taken. And I get nervous when I see people angry that political figures are angry at all, because look at what they do. You know, they set fire to things, they, you know, destroy things, they, you know, shoot congresswomen like Gabby Gifford. I mean, it, you know, I don't like to see the anger. And then when you have journalists that actually applaud, so Jezebel published a piece, absolutely bully Kristen Sinema outside of her bathroom stall, as it's an effective and safe alternative to enacting change. There was also, I believe, on The View, I have to double check. I'm not going to bring up a list of all of them, but many people think that it's okay to harass somebody that doesn't feel the way you feel. You know, the treatment people had of Trump and the way the reporters and the media treated him was awful. Just like the way people are treating Biden, they're treating him much nicer than Trump. But still, I don't like to see the memes, you know, that make Biden look like he, you know, he has dementia. Whether he does or not, you know, again, he's our president. And so we've decided that it is okay to ridicule. And to, I mean, even, I don't know if you've seen, I guess in sports, in a lot of sports arenas, there's now this trend, and people try to catch it on camera, where they say blank Biden, the F word. And they get, you know, a lot of the crowd to say it. And then it gets caught, you know, on video, and it circulates, and now it's a thing where, you know, this sports arena, the blank Biden chant happened, and this, you know, and you saw dolls of Trump naked. I think somebody made a Hillary doll. I don't want to see a naked Hillary or a naked Trump, but we are now of the thinking that it is totally okay to harass and be completely politically incorrect, by the way, people. Now, if anybody decided to harass me in a bathroom, and I'm going to tell you right now, I already have a plan, okay? The last thing you want to do is to be standing by my bathroom stall. I might not want to go number two, but honestly, if you're harassing me about something, yeah, you're going to feel it, okay? You're going to feel my wrath. In fact, you're going to probably run, all right? Or, remember I told you guys I had that tampon mishap where it fell out, and then it rolled underneath another stall, and I had to decide whether I should just run, whether I should grab it or ask somebody to kind of, you know, return the goods. And I just kind of, you know, grabbed it, threw it out, washed my hands, and bolted out of there. So, you know, mind you, there are some, you know, hazardous substances that can roll your way if you're harassing me in a bathroom. So I would not recommend anybody follow anybody into a bathroom. But I think it is getting scary, and it is getting dangerous, because people think that, look, if they're not, you know, going to vote the way we want them to, then we own them. You don't own your representatives. You vote your representative in, but when you vote your representative in, you're voting that representative not because they're a D or an R. You're voting that rep in, or that senator in, or that council person in, because you like the way they think. And you trust they'll use good judgment. Now, most of you are laughing at that statement, going, okay, politicians don't use good judgment. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be electing a politician. You know, people always ask, why was Trump so popular? I mean, Trump was the most loved president and the most hated president at the same time. I've never seen such emotion for somebody. Well, it's because you had half the country that really dug what he said, really loved what he said and how he thought, and then you had half the country who hated the way he thought. People look at these politicians as being saviors, where you are going to have a D next to your name, or you're going to have an R, and no matter what, you are going to be loyal to that R or loyal to that D. And that's not what your representatives are supposed to do. Your representatives are supposed to be loyal to your community, D or R. Phoenix is a much different city from Seattle, from Chattanooga, from Providence. And so everybody's all caught up in the RD. And I see a lot of liberals upset at the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccine mandates, just like I see a lot of conservatives pro-lockdown vaccine mandates. Don't think you know what D or R means. Many people that lean D or lean R are a mixture of things. And so, you know, I think we need to all kind of take a step back and go, look, you know, are you voting in a puppet? Or are you voting in somebody who is going to be abreast of the issues that your community has and needs, and be proactive for, and fight for that? But it sounds like some people that just want dear R. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is holding a hearing with Frances Haugen, who's a former Facebook manager, who says Facebook knew the danger its platform posed to Americans, yet ignored it for profit. Testifying before a Senate committee, Haugen maintains the platform can do good, but needs to improve.
We can have social media we enjoy that connects us without tearing our democracy apart, our democracy, putting our children in danger, and sowing ethnic violence around the world. We can do better.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is again emphasizing the need for Congress to raise the debt ceiling. Yellen telling CNBC she sees October 18th as the deadline. That's the date she outlined in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week. Yellen describing not being able to pay bills as catastrophic. This is USA Radio News. Republican governors are joining Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the U.S. southern border to address the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border. One of those going is Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. He explains how the surge is impacting not only his state, but others as well.
We're having methamphetamine, fentanyl deaths increased by up to 150%. We've indicted a drug kingpin with 2,000 pounds of meth coming in from Mexico. So this is not just hurting Oklahoma, it's hurting all states.
President Biden reversed the Trump-era ban on abortion referrals by taxpayer-funded federal family planning clinics on Monday, returning some $60 million in annual funding to Planned Parenthood. Former President Trump's policy amounted to a prohibition against giving taxpayer funding to healthcare providers who actively promoted or partnered with the abortion industry. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So toilet paper costs more, food costs more, going to the restaurants costs more, our power is going up. Just everything seems to cost more money. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen believes that we will fall into a recession if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling before a default on the U.S. debt. So for those of us that have been wondering, you know, when you have to pay the bookie, because we are just racking up debt by the second, apparently this is kind of what ends up happening. If you don't pay your debt, you face a recession. Now, I think we're still in a recession. We have a huge labor shortage. We have inflation. So even though there are jobs available, people aren't taking the jobs. We have these threats of you losing your job because of mandates. I don't know if maybe it is defined as a recession, but I would say we're in another recession. That's just me. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that she believes the economy will fall into a recession if Congress fails to address our federal government's borrowing limit before an unprecedented default on the U.S. debt. She goes, I do regard October 18th as a deadline. It would be catastrophic to not pay the government's bills for us to be in a position where we lack the resources to pay the government's bills. Well, I mean, what did we ever look at what we're spending money on? I told you one thing that kills me, that I've seen myself firsthand, and we've all seen it, is where you work for a company or you work for the government, and you get a budget. And nearing the end of that budget, any money left over, if you don't use it, you lose it. And you will then have your budget affected for years on end. So people spend everything. They go on a wild spending spree to spend that money. And that's some of the biggest waste, and I don't think anybody's addressing it. Whether you work for the government or not, I've seen it in so many different industries. And well, we're only going to get money for the corporation if we're, you know, if we show we have to use it, need it. So let's spend it. It's like, don't we want to save the money and give it back to the taxpayers and bring down our debt? Nope. President Joe Biden on Monday called on Congress to raise the debt limit this week and avoid even approaching near certain economic turmoil. He blamed Republicans and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for standing in the way of legislation that would lift the borrowing cap through a filibuster. This is according to CNBC. Yellen said, I fully expect it would cause a recession as well. So the Treasury Secretary has for weeks warned House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that the U.S. will no longer be able to honor its debts by October 18th. Lawmakers must raise or suspend the debt ceiling before that date or risk the first ever U.S. default. They say the Treasury Department is currently using so-called emergency extraordinary measures to pay down U.S. receipts since reaching the last debt ceiling. Extraordinary measures allow the department to both conserve cash and draw down certain accounts without issuing new bonds. But those measures are temporary and only forecast to endure until mid-October. Now, they say the U.S. has never failed to pay its bills. Economists say a default would spark widespread damage through a jump of interest rates, tarnish faith in Washington's ability to honor its future obligations on time, and potentially delay Social Security checks to some 50 million older adults. They say U.S. Armed Services could also see their pay delayed. Now, let me just stop here for a second. All right, I'm a big fan of college students. I think college students and medical students are really, really cool. But the one thing that kind of scratched my head is I think even as of today, most college borrowers don't have to be making payments on their loans. I think they've been forbeared. I think the government said, look, those of you don't have to pay rent, those of you don't have to pay your student loans. And I'm wondering, if anybody does owe the government, don't they want the money coming in? And I don't want to tick off any students out there. I get how, you know, if they don't currently have a job, you know, or they, you know, you should by now have a job because there's lots of jobs out there. But I get how you might have lost your business or industry or whatever. But you know, there's all this talk on let's wipe off student loan debt. Well, isn't that millions of dollars, billions of dollars that go into the system? So it looks like rather than turning around and saying we're going to collect our college student debt, you're saying we're going to delay Social Security checks. Okay, well, that's not cool because all those of us that have put money into Social Security for years, don't we deserve that? They say inaction could tempt some countries to hold fewer treasury bonds and weaken demand for the dollar, possibly giving China an upper hand in its bid to replace us as the globe's preferred currency. China already has, you know, tried to have the upper hand with this whole COVID thing, and you know, we don't look very strong right now to China, and I wish we did. Yellen said U.S. Treasury securities have long been viewed as the safest asset on the planet. That partly accounts for the reserve status of the dollar, and placing that in question by failing to pay any of our bills would be catastrophic. So lawmakers on both sides recognize that the debt ceiling must be increased. They haven't compromised. They both disagree on how to lift it. Republicans are fed up by Democrats' excessive spending plans. And they say Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer could single-handedly fix the problem by suspending their multi-trillion dollar social policy and climate reconciliation bill. Reconciliation allows a party to pass certain bills with a simple majority, you know, 51 to 49 in the Senate, or 50-50 with the vice president voting, versus the usual 60-vote requirement. If they do that, then they don't have to deal with the GOP filibustering. McConnell has made it clear that no member of his caucus will support efforts to raise the ceiling ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. So, you know, I'm of the thinking that if you're having money problems, okay, then you need to, one, cut your spending, two, make sure those who are supposed to pay taxes are paying, three, get people to work so they're paying. Four, those who have borrowed from you, make sure they pay. I mean, you know, it's a simple recipe. But instead, it's been the government's going to pay for school. The government's going to pay for daycare. The government's going to pay for this. The government's going to pay for you to furlough. We're going to furlough you, but you'll still get paid. The government's going to shut down, but you'll still get paid in back pay. And so when is the government cutting back and saving money? Not that I want government workers who are forced to go home to not have income, but it doesn't look like the government is at all, you know, trying to save money. Now, Janet Yellen thinks that the IRS proposal to have all transactions above $600 to be reported thinks that's going to save the day. She thinks that's going to help fill the tax gap. They believe that there's $7 trillion of shortfall in tax collections that they believe are owed. They say it's a simple way for the IRS to get a sense where that might be. It's just a few pieces of information about people's bank accounts. And what they aren't telling us is they're going to be spending billions to staff the IRS to do this. Financial institutions are going to have to annually report the total amount that went in and out of the bank, as well as loan and investment accounts, if within that year the accounts hold a value of at least $600, or if the total transactions are $600 or more in a year. So what, is somebody going to now have $2,500 accounts? I don't know how that's going to work. So total funds flowing in and out of a credit or debit account, if they equal at least $600, banks have to report those figures to the IRS. This includes paychecks or money transferred from apps like PayPal. So, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's an open book anyway. I mean, if your bank is FDIC insured, I would, you know, assume the bank's watching it. But don't be talking about writing off college debt if you're having a debt problem. And again, I'm sorry, I know there's college students out there, but I don't understand. I'm not going to be happy with you taking money away from Social Security. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as many of you guys know, I live in Las Vegas. And so many of you have kind of reached out asking about what happened here. I mean, a lot of things happened here. And by the way, what happens in Vegas usually stays in Vegas. But not this. Apparently, there was a protest. I didn't hear about it till after, and the news outlets were covering it, but there was a pretty big protest on the Strip by people who live here in Nevada, in Las Vegas, and it got attention from global news outlets. And so whenever Vegas hits the news, yeah, I usually get, dinged or whatever, and people are like, oh, yeah, what happened? What'd you guys do? What'd you do? You know, Vegas has people? Yeah, yeah, we do. Nevada has 3 million people. I think close to 2 million live in southern Nevada. So we have a lot, you know, we're not just about casinos. Apparently, you know, we have residents here. We have people that support our jails. We have people that support our hospitals. We have teachers. We have the fifth largest school district in the country. That's Las Vegas. Clark County has the fifth largest school district in the country. So we do have a huge, you know, suburbish, you know, non-tourism resident status. There's a lot of residents here, people that live here. And we're going to get more as refugees come in and migrants come in and, you know, get relocated. So, you know, our population is growing. So apparently what happened, and again, I wasn't there and I usually don't go to these things, but hundreds marched through Vegas to stand against mandates. And this happened Sunday night. They gathered outside the Aria Hotel. Then they went to the Bellagio Fountains, which, by the way, is a beautiful walk. If you ever come to Vegas, it's really a beautiful walk. I mean, just, you know, you gotta check it out. Our strip is amazing. And they were protesting a recent vaccine mandate by Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. And there was some scuffles. I think there were a couple arrests. There were some, again, blank Joe Biden chants, things like that, you know, sadly happen. I'm not a fan of people cussing at our president. I've never been a fan of that ever since I knew who a president was. But on September 14th, Governor Sisolak ordered COVID-19 vaccines for all Department of Corrections employees and for public health workers at institutions that serve high-risk individuals, including young people and those with intellectual disabilities. And so employees will be required to have all necessary doses by November 1, meaning you get your first shot now, and then you get your second shot 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, depending on what you have. And so even though Nevada cases are going down, they're still higher than they were before the Delta wave. And so protesters met outside the Aria Resort about 7 p.m. They marched to Bally's and all sorts of stuff. And it was apparently a big event, you know. And so I know people are kind of shocked that, you know, Las Vegas has, you know, representation, but there's people here in Vegas. We have a lot of people. It's not just about the tourism. But, you know, one of the arguments that people are having at these rallies is the concept that the vaccine is experimental. And that is very difficult for people to argue for and against, because one is the technology has been around since the 90s, but two is the shot hasn't been around like other vaccines. So when somebody says, look, I gave my kid the polio vaccine, you know, but the polio vaccine has been around for decades. So has the MMR. This has not. You know, they're not wrong. It is a new vaccine. They're not wrong. The technology is not new. The technology has been around. But again, people are concerned. So one argument that is something that's going to keep coming into play, that public officials are going to have to lay some clarity or just stop the mandates altogether, which I think would be probably the smartest move, is the waning immunity from the vaccine. We have now more and more data coming out that whatever we got back in December and January is probably not going to cover us this December. Now, I'm hoping we don't have another COVID wave. I'm going to get my flu shot and all that, and then when I am due for a booster, I'll get the booster for the COVID. But many people are wondering, why would something be mandated if the immunity wanes? And if they want to show they don't have waning immunity from natural, why can't they show that? And so I do think public officials need to have some clarity. You're asking for a mandate. Why? Because you want people to have antibodies against the virus. Well, if vaccinated individuals might have, and it's debatable if they have more or less than naturally acquired COVID. We just saw a report that 90% of us are going to be exposed to COVID at some point. Then that should please public officials in terms of, okay, well, That means a lot of you guys have immunity. In fact, we have one study that came out in Nature, I think it came out yesterday, saying pre-existing antibodies and neutralizing capacity last 7.7 months on average after COVID infection. So those public officials who say, look, natural immunity will wane, they're right, but it seems like it wanes slower than vaccine immunity. So where I've stood on all of this is I just want you guys protected from COVID. I just want you having antibodies. If you don't have COVID natural antibodies, I want you getting the vaccine. Originally, we were told that the vaccine gives you much better antibodies than COVID infection. And the reason being is the COVID infection that you got might have been wild type. And the vaccine was supposed to be fine-tuned for the newer variants. Well, that hasn't happened yet. The vaccine is still wild type. So if we're looking at apples and oranges, or we're looking at similar fruits, shall we say, then there's a chance that a lot of people who got COVID might have more antibodies than those vaccinated. So I really suggest letting people do the blood test. You know, another thing I've suggested is as immunity wanes, you could just do the blood test again. You could, if somebody really doesn't want the vaccine, most likely they'll be willing to do blood tests. And they'll do blood tests now, and then they'll do blood tests a month from now. And it might even convince them that, look, looks like my immunity is waning. You know, I mean, it might, but if what the government is all about is making sure you're immune, that's what I'm about. I want to make sure you guys have some level of immunity to this virus. And now that we have a study saying immunity drops by 6 months, that's a little concerning. And so that means I'm going to be considered under-vaccinated any day now because I'm over 6 months from my shot. So mind you, I'm still probably at the 40% protection. I don't know how much that drops. If it drops to 30% the next month, to 20% the month, I don't know if by December I'll be down to 5%. I don't know. So we're only now getting the studies because the vaccine rollout just happened this year. So only now the studies are coming out how long your immunity lasts. So that's why they were able to publish the data of, look, guys, you know, it starts to drop significantly by the 6 month mark. So I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm just not a fan of mandates. I think mandates are a mistake. And the other thing we talked about is how there's a lot of vaccine cards that are fake. And so if the government wants to make sure that you are vaccinated, then don't you think they'd want to see the blood test versus a card? If all these, and I know people are like, oh, no, I'd rather just show my card. I get that, trust me. If you don't want a blood test, I don't want you having a blood test. But if you have all these people with fake cards, and I don't know how many thousands or millions of them could be out there, saying, yep, I'm vaccinated, nobody's cross-checking, and nobody's asking, looking at the numbers going, wait a second, we have about 5 million people, right, in Vegas saying they're vaccinated. We only have 3 million people here, and we only vaccinated 2 million of them? Something's not right. So wouldn't you think, rather than a fake card, they'd like to just see, okay, you're immune because I see your antibodies. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.